We're joined by the Reverend Molly Dal Baum of the First Presbyterian Church and the Labor Religion Coalition and Capital Region Poor People's Campaign Focused Churches of Albany, Schenectady Community Ministries, and other are holding a virtual truth commission on hunger and housing on December 7th. Reverend, what's the purpose of this event and how best can people participate?
Thanks, Mark. And so, as I'm sure you know, the healthcare and housing crises that New York State faces have only increased in severity since the COVID pandemic. So the Capital Region Poor People's Campaign is committed to elevating and centering the voices of those most impacted. So we are hosting an online event called the Truth Commission. And this is also part of a series that we have been doing throughout the state, Truth Commissions. The Capital Region, so it will be Capital Region community members who have been personally impacted by food insecurity and or housing insecurity. They will be testifying about their struggle and how their communities are organizing to build solidarity among the poor and dispossessed.
I understand that in 2017, there was a similar Truth Commission on poverty in New York State that the Labor Religion Coalition helped sponsor. What was some of the, you know, sort of findings and impact of that commission?
Well, I moved back to New York State just as the pandemic hit, so January of 2020. So I don't know too many details about that event, but I do know that in 2019, the Kairos Center and Poor People's Campaign did a national survey and discovered that there are 140 million people who are poor or dispossessed in this country. That's almost half of the population. And what do I mean about poor and dispossessed? That is people who have nothing to lose from this current system continuing and everything to gain. People who, no matter what they do, the system does not work for them because it's not intended to. So that we're talking about poor and dispossessed, so that or one small emergency away from becoming so. So a medical bill, missing your pay for a month, not getting your next paycheck, having your car break down. My wife and I are dealing with that right now. Having something going wrong with your house if you own it, or having your rent raised, and so then you can't afford, so you have to move out, or having an eviction causing you to lose your house. Any of these things, and those seem kind of big, but you think about, you know, my kid breaks their arms, and then how many times will I have to go meet a copay over the time that she might have to heal? And if you don't have healthcare, that might make you poor. If you suddenly your job changes over, or you lose your job for whatever reason, that might then make you in this 140 million people. And that was before the pandemic. So those numbers were before the pandemic. So we know that almost certainly the numbers are more now. It's not just those other poor people, I'm saying with like big air quotes, it's us. It's so many of us. And so we're trying to join together and build power, because together we do have power to make changes.
Now, I believe that the First Presbyterian Church is part of Focus Churches, which I know runs both a large food pantry and a breakfast program. You know, how has the pandemic, you know, impacted upon, you know, the people who've been, you know, seeking assistance, particularly with food?
I do want to point out that our co-pastors at First Presbyterian are Reverend Miriam Lawrence Leopold and Reverend Glenn Leopold. They're the co-pastors, and I am the youth minister. And yes, we are part of the Focus Churches, and our food pantry, our interfaith food pantry, and our breakfast club, where we serve friends and neighbors 3 days, three mornings a week with a full breakfast. It's to go now. And also then a lunch to go. Those programs have only been seeing uptick in their visitors and those we serve. And also, I want to also share that like I was mentioning, like it's all of us, and it's any one of us at any time can be struck with more need than we have resources for. And that has happened with my family. When our healthcare costs changed. We got different health insurance. We no longer were able to get a very affordable plan. We were on a high deductible plan, and we can no longer afford like all our bills. So I knew that the Focus Churches had this program. After I dropped my kids off from school, I go down to Westminster Presbyterian Church, where on State Street, where the Breakfast Club is on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, if I can make it. It's between 7 and 8:30, and I am greeted by warm friends, and I pick up food that my family then eats that day, or we put it in the fridge and we use it for breakfast the next day too, since they've already gone to school.
Truth Commission on Hunger and Housing, December 7th, 6 p.m. Tuesday. How can people, you know, participate, and why should they participate?
So it is a virtual event. It'll be the evening of Tuesday, December 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. So you can register online, and then you'll get the Zoom link. You can participate through Zoom, either using a phone, or if you do have access to a computer or device that would have an internet connection and a video camera, then you can participate that way, and you'll be able to see the people on the Zoom screen as well. And the way to register for that is to go to this website. It's a bit.ly link, if you've heard of that. It simply means type in bit.ly/hungerhousing3r. And hunger, housing, and R should all be capitalized. So bit.ly/hungerhousing3r. And then you'll be able to sign up with your name and email and phone number. And then you'll get email with all the instructions for how to join us. And why should you join us? You should join us if you are interested in your friends and neighbors and how they're doing. We are human people who really need that human connection, and we need to check in on one another. And this is a chance to hear from the people who you might walk by on the street, you might work with, you might live in a building with, and hear, you know, how are they doing, and how has life changed? How have they been affected by just, you know, the changes that happen all the time with our political system, change of administration, with the pandemic, with the ongoing pandemic? How are they doing? And to hear the stories of our friends and neighbors who are facing food insecurity, not knowing if you're going to have enough food or having to scramble for food for the week, for the day, and who are facing housing insecurity, who for one reason or another are not secure in knowing, oh yeah, I've got enough to pay rent for next month and next month. Or I definitely can pay my mortgage. These are hard stories to tell, and they can be hard stories to listen to, but they are so important, because we can only rise to our human loving capacity to love and help our neighbors and our friends, or be helped and loved by our neighbors and friends, if we share our stories. So you will be powerfully impacted by the witnesses of people from right here in the Capital District. And then you will also have a chance to learn what to do next. How are we organizing here and around the whole state and around the whole country to address these problems in a real and sustainable way? So you come to hear the stories. Type in your story in the chat too, if you want to. The speakers have already been okay. Called, but you know, you can get involved with us as well.
Okay, we're out of time. We've been talking with the Reverend Molly Dow Baum of the First Presbyterian Church and the Poor People's Campaign, the Truth Commission on Hunger and Housing on Tuesday, December 7th. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.